Honor the Law.
Car 35, Sergeant.
Good news, Benton. Kemp's back on the patrol with you tonight.
He's okay, then. Ah, that's great.
Hello, Benton.
Hi, Kemp. How was it, boy? Feeling better?
Half it is a fiddle.
Arm stiff?
Oh, just a little.
Well, 35's all gassed up.
Yes, sir.
Got a job for you, boys. Special assignment.
What's up?
A hot lead on that dynamite theft.
Ah, who's been playing with dynamite?
While you were laid up, over 100 cases were lifted from the powder shack near Skyline.
Oh, were they been blasting for that new state highway?
Right.
Over 100 cases. Boy, that's some haul.
Yeah, enough sticks to wipe out the whole west end of this town.
Gee, I didn't read anything about it in the newspapers.
Yeah, we didn't want anybody to. Thought it'd be the safest way to catch up with the thief. No publicity. That's usually what those birds want, their name in the paper.
Have you spotted the stuff?
Well, this morning, Lieutenant Marvin located most of the cases, found them stored in a vacant house near 42nd Avenue.
Yeah? Well, where do we fit in the paper?
I'm coming to that, Kempy.
Oh, so Marvin only found some of the cases.
All but two, Benton. That's why you rate a special assignment.
What's the lead? What have we got to work on?
An old Model T Ford.
Ford, huh? Model T.
Yeah, it belongs to some neighborhood flower vendor.
You don't mean two cases of dynamite were planted in a flower truck?
Yeah. Well, it was parked near the corner of 42nd and Bellevue.
Bellevue? The saints preserve us, right in me own territory.
And the bird that owns the truck doesn't even know it?
Not the faintest suspicion. At least that's what the nut said who pulled the job. Marvin's got him up here in the psychopathic ward.
And a good place for him, I'm thinking.
Yeah, but tell me, why would anyone want to steal dynamite and plant it in a delivery truck?
Marvin says the guy that stole it thinks it's the honey of a joke, getting a real belly laugh out of it.
A fine practical joke, I say, with two cases of dynamite let loose on the streets of our city.
Yeah, fine business.
Anyone might innocently bump into the truck and without knowing it themselves be blown straight to atoms.
Well, if Marvin gets any more out of the fella, any more details, we'll broadcast you.
Well, a nice friendly little welcoming committee. And the hero? Ha! The dashing young hero.
Oh, hello, Stephen. Well, the patient's doing nicely in the press.
I'll answer for the press. As nosy as ever.
Gee, Stevens, I did appreciate that write-up you gave me.
Don't waste your breath, Kemp. He's probably got a string dangling to it.
There he goes again, blackening my character.
Listen, that dink'll probably try to chisel in just because he set you up in bold-faced type.
Benton, I give credit where credit is due.
Here your lift, boys.
Thanks, Sergeant.
And remember, Benton,
yeah?
Handle that Model T with gloves.
I'll wear two pair of them.
Hey, what's the gag, Stephen? You're all fluffed up.
Ha-ha! Called a night off. I'm not working.
Pleasure, Bent, I take it.
Exactly.
Ain't you afraid you'll miss something?
Hey, Benton, pipe the silk hanky.
Hey, lay off.
My. But you are stepping out.
No. Calling.
Oh, you might have known that. A reporter spending his own money? Never.
How's about a little lift? It's right out in your territory.
Sorry. That's not our fault.
Hey, Kemp, remember that write-up?
I told you there was a string to it.
You'll be sorry, Kemp.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. My date's with Julie Allen. Julie? Why, that chiseling, low-down...
Hold yourself together now, Kemp.
Hey, did you hear what Larry said? A date with my gal. My gal.
Oh, say.
You know, Benton, for the life of me, I can't understand women.
Don't tell me you ever tried.
Now, take her, for instance. What's a nice girl like her want to go out with a sap like Larry for?
Her? And which one is her?
Oh, you know who I'm talking about, Julie Allen.
Allen? Oh, I get it. The girl at the box office, the one with the eyes.
What did you suppose she had? Shoe buttons?
Now, don't get yourself in an uproar. I'm just warning you. Better leave them skirts alone.
Listen, don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
But if Julie thinks she's going to get away with that stuff...
Oh, same old line. I've heard it before. You young fellas are all alike. Now, let's watch this boulevard stop.
Okay.
Can you beat it? That car just passed, made the boulevard stop. What? Out in the middle of the street.
Well, so what?
You're too busy mooning over girls. Forget it and keep your mind on your work. Now, let's get this guy.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, Tony. What are you burning in that heap?
Coal oil?
Oh, I got to make it to the limb.
Yeah, but what about that boulevard stop?
Oh, I don't know. What's the matter? I don't know. Sometimes she run good, sometimes she run very
bad. But that boulevard stop. You heard me. Now, you went right through it. I saw you.
That's what I tell you, Mr. Police. Sometimes you run a swell. Sometimes so good I cannot stop.
All right, Tony. All right now. We'll forget it this time. But get your brakes tested.
Oh, sure. So right away. Tomorrow I tested them. You see, I tested them.
Okay, but be sure tomorrow ain't next week. Now, see if you can start that can a little better than you stop it.
Oh, she started. She started swell.
You're more of an optimist than I am.
What's the matter? I tell you, some day this car, she's driving me mad.
Well, Benton, you better give Tony a push. His battery must be down.
Yeah, that's it. You push me.
Okay, Tony. Ready?
Sure, I'm ready. One, two, push.
There she goes. Don't kill her, no. That's it.
Oh, don't worry. Everything is going to be all right.
I wonder.
With his kind of driving, everything's liable to be all wrong. Look at those front wheels, Shimmy.
Calling car 22. Calling car 22. At 1936 Vincent Street. Callers in garage now. At 1936 Vincent Street. Callers.
There he goes, right through another boulevard stop.
Yeah, now she run a swell.
Too swell. We better pick him up at the next corner. When I get close enough, get his license number.
Well, I hate to do this, but... Yeah, slow down, Benton. I can read it now. 5 Mary 7.
That's us.
Yeah. Well, that's a lucky break for Tony.
Added information on special assignment.
Get it, Kemp. More details on the stolen dynamite.
For Model T4. License number in the 5 column.
Be a cinch with the license number.
5 Mary 7.
5 Mary 2.
That is all.
5 Mary 7 2 2. 5 Mary 7. Good Lord, Benton. That's the license on Tony's can.
What happened to him?
Swing around that next corner. He made a left-hand turn.
There he is. Look at that crazy chump. He's driving with a load of dynamite.
Boy, he missed that parked car by inches. Yeah, step on it, Benton. We'll nab him before he hits the next intersection.
There go the signals. He'll never make it.
Oh, for once, I hope those brakes hold. No, he's going ahead. Oh, look out!
Thank heaven it wasn't broadside. Only clipped her fender. Come on, Kemp. We'd better separate them. That dame looks like she means business.
Socko. Boy, look at her sedan.
You deliberately ran into my car. Look at my front fender.
No. I get at the corner. You bumping me.
I bumped you. Listen, I have a witness.
Oh, listen, lady. I got a wet nurse, too. I get at the corner, you know, put out the hand. You bumper me, you see? You bumper me like a leaf.
Here, watch this now.
Officer,
what's the matter?
I was coming down 17th Street, made the stop, and then this man...
Please, Miss Officer, she no put out the hand. She turned, but she no put out the hand. I tell you, she bumper me first. She bumper me, I no bumper her.
Wait a minute now, pipe down. Hey, Benton, try and quiet the dame, will you? We'll have a look at the back of the truck.
Okay.
He's intoxicated, drunk. I smell liquor on his breath.
Oh, I am no drunk. She bumper me first.
Shut up. What's your name, lady?
Mrs. E. Thornton Walden.
Oh, yeah, I know. Your husband's got the automobile agency.
And when he hears of this...
Benton.
Steps there, all right. All right. Excuse me a minute. Dynamite?
Yeah, 2 cases of it. A spray of red roses.
Might have been lilies of the valley. We'd better take Tony to headquarters and give him a sobriety test.
He isn't drunk.
Maybe not. But it'll give us a chance to pacify Mrs. Walden and get rid of the cases. I don't want Tony to know how near he came to a free pass to heaven.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Come on, Tony.
What do you want me to do, huh?
Well, we're just going to straighten this out.
What, please, I'm not drunk.
I'll drive Tony's heat. See you at headquarters, Benton.
Okay.
Are you going to give me some satisfaction, or shall I have to wait until my husband sees the proper authorities?
We'll do everything we can, Mrs. Weldon. We'll give him a sobriety test, and that's the limit.
He's full of liquor.
You can drive your car to headquarters, can't you, madam?
Yes, I suppose it will work.
Receiving hospital. Dr. Stonier speaking. No, Miss Richards isn't here. She'll be on duty at 7 tomorrow morning. Well, you're welcome.
Come on in here, Tony. This is the receiving hospital. Now, nobody's going to hurt you.
What's the matter? I'm no sick.
Hey, Doc, I got a prospect for you.
What do you do to me?
Oh, set it down. You got me doing it. Sit down there. Yeah, look at him, Doc. I ask you, is he drunk or sober?
Well, he may have too much wino in him.
Oh, please, Mr. Doc, I just forgot one little glass.
Now look up here, Tony. Let's see your eyes.
Hey, Doc, we know it isn't an eye wall. She's been drinking this stuff.
What for you put it a lot in my eyes, huh?
No, eyes all right. No dilation whatsoever. Now roll up your sleeve, Tony.
What for? You want to fight? Oh, you don't want to fight. Oh, I think I'm going home.
Come back here, Garibaldi.
What are you doing to me? Look, I'm already vaccinated.
No, can't. Blood pressure's okay. He is not drunk.
Oh, thank you. I only have one little glass of vino.
Sure, Tony, sure. We believe you. Hey, but don't forget those brakes. Well, on your way, Tony, on your way.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Police. See, it's a nice vino. You like some?
Well,
you come up and see me sometime.
Up. Boy, that guy doesn't dream how near up he was. Well, so long, Doc.
Well, I got the stuff, Kemp, out of the Ford and turned it over to Reynolds. Did you tell Tony?
Oh, that he had two cases of dynamite parked under his roses? Oh, no. Oh, say, what about E. Thornton Walden? You spill the glad tidings there?
Didn't I, though? I was tired of her yelping.
Yeah, and what was the answering vibration?
Something tremendous. She let out a squawk that you could have heard clear to Killarney and passed out on me cold.
Law.